Alpha Logic Texas Limited and MD, the first Indian technology startup to float its share sale on the BSE and MD, and health tech company Transpact Enterprises Limited made tepid trading debuts on Thursday. Shares of Pune-based Alpha Logic began trading on the BSE at ₹83 a piece, down 1.2% from the initial public offering price of ₹84. The stock traded between ₹83 and ₹84.40 till early afternoon. Meanwhile, shares of Mumbai-based Transpact, which makes therapeutic devices, began trading at ₹132.50 compared with the IPO price of ₹130 a piece. The stock traded between ₹131 and ₹132.50 till early afternoon. The BSE and SQO S benchmark Sensex was down 0.3% in the afternoon. The two companies are among the early ones to list on the BSE after the Securities and Exchange Board of India tweaked its listing norms for startups in December last year. Alpha Logic and SQO S subdued listing comes after an IPO that was subscribed 1.18 times on the final day with the help of non-institutional investors as retail investors stayed away. The company raised a total of 6.18 crore by selling a 26.5% stake. Of the total amount, Alpha Logic aims to use 5 crore to meet its working capital requirements and 71 lakh rupees for general corporate purposes. Alpha Logic was set up as a proprietorship in 2016 by Anshu Goyal and turned into a public limited company last year. It offers a range of services including web and mobile application development, business intelligence and data analytics. It claims to have clients in the healthcare, enterprise software, e-commerce, fintech and social networking sectors. Alpha Logic recorded operating revenue of 5.01 crore for the year through March 2019, up from 2.18 crore the year before. Its profit after tax jumped to 2.19 crore from 37.09 lakh rupees. Transpact was incubated at the Indian Institute of Technology Bombay and SQO S Society for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. It raised about 1.4 crore through the IPO, which was subscribed 1.13 times thanks to demand from retail investors. The company will use the proceeds of the IPO to acquire a research and development facility, carry out clinical studies for new disorders, redeem preferential shares and for working capital.